From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Minister Sandiaga Uno highlights vast potential for COVID tourism to be developed. Minister Yasona Lawli instructs his officials to learn about the new Perpu to ease business conduct. And here is the news in detail. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno believes that coffee tourism has the potential to be developed or adopted in other regions. Through coffee tours, tourists are not only able to enjoy Indonesian coffee, but will also be informed of everything about coffee. It may start from the visit to the coffee plantation, get to know coffee types, how to process it and to serve it, while interacting directly with coffee farmers. This was pointed out by Minister Sandiaga at the launch of Kintamani Coffee Tour at Anomaly Coffee Sanur in Bali on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. On the occasion, the minister commended the initiative of Bali's tourism and creative economy actors and friends of the National Tourism and Creative Economy to offer a coffee tour package that provides tourists an interesting experience of enjoying coffee. Minister of the Law and Human Rights, Yasona Hamunalangan Lawli, has instructed the Directorate General of Immigration to learn about the government regulation in lieu of law or Perpu No. 2, 2022, regarding job creation to ease the conduct of business. The immigration services must be in line with the spirit of facilitating business conduct in Indonesia. This was affirmed by Minister Yasona Hamunalangan Lawli on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He also said that the measure must be undertaken while following the criteria for maintaining the sovereignty, order, and security of the country, as well as protecting national interests. Law experts from Jenderal Sudirman University Hipnu Nugroho expect that law enforcement in Indonesia will face tough challenges in 2023. As reported by Antara Wednesday, he pointed out that the challenge for law enforcement in the future must prioritize professionalism, accountability, and progressivity. He also said the challenge might arise because 2023 is a political year ahead of the 2024 general elections. Moreover, in 2022, there were still several legal issues, especially within Indonesian National Police and the Supreme Court. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry ensures the development of effective policies in managing land resources that are in tune with the water resources. As reported by Antara, Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar, in a statement on Wednesday, noted that the water resource policies are as important as land resource policies. He also remarked that no less important is the policy on handling the forest and land fires that has succeeded in reducing the area of burned land and forest by 1.3 million hectares or 87.3% since 2019. Authorities in Iran have released a top actress who was arrested last month after expressing solidarity with the anti-government protesters. As reported by BBC, Taraneh Ali Dusti was pictured being greeted by friends outside Tehran's Evin prison, her hair uncovered. The 38-year-old star was freed on bail after being accused of posting inflammatory content. She had posted a picture on social media without a headscarf and condemned the first execution of the protester. Many Iranian actors, musicians, and other celebrities have publicly backed the protest against the clerical establishment. Almost 200,000 people paid homage to former Pope Benedict XVI during his lying in state over the last 3 days. His body has been sealed in a coffin ahead of his funeral on Thursday. As reported by BBC.com, the Vatican says Pope Francis will preside over the funeral, the first time a sitting pope has led his predecessor's funeral in over 220 years. The former pope died on New Year's Eve at the age of 95, almost a decade after standing down because of ill health. Tens of thousands of people are expected to attend the funeral in St. Peter's Square in front of the St. Peter's Basilica at 9:30 local time. China and the Philippines have agreed to set up direct communication channels on the South China Sea and held the disputes peacefully, both countries said in a joint communique released by the Chinese Foreign Ministry on Thursday, as reported by Channel News Asia.com. The nations reaffirmed the importance of maintaining and promoting regional peace and stability, as well as freedom of navigation and overflight there. Both have also agreed to further develop bilateral trade aimed at restoring and surpassing the pre-pandemic trade volume. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on January 5, 1933, when construction of the Golden Gate Bridge began. Construction of the Golden Gate Bridge across the San Francisco Bay began on January 5, 1933. It is a suspension bridge across the Golden Gate, an opening from the Pacific Ocean to San Francisco Bay in the United States. This bridge connects the city of San Francisco, California, in the San Francisco Peninsula and Marin County, California. Then the total length of the bridge is 2,727 meters. The distance between the towers is 1,280 meters and the height is 230 meters above the water level. We move to the next event in 1948. One of the founders of Antara News Agency, A.M. Sipahutar, died. Albert Manupak Sipahutar is an Indonesian journalist and one of the founding figures of the national news agency Antara. The man who was born in Tarutung, not Tapanuli, not Sumatra, had become the leader of the two newspapers, namely Sinar Marhain and Zaman Kita, at the age of 20, before he co-founded Antara. Sipahutar died on January 5, 1948, at the age of 33, due to lung disease. We end with the event about the establishment of the Naval Women's Corps, or COWL. It started with the news that was disseminated throughout Indonesian universities about the formation and announcement of the acceptance of COWL members. As many as 12 people who took the admission test for COWL members were successfully selected and passed to become COWL members. This first batch was known as the Core COWL, who were sworn in as members COWL by the Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Rear Admiral Marta Dinata, at the Jakarta Naval Headquarters on January 5, 1963. In the end, the date of the inauguration was set as COWL's anniversary and is commemorated until now. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Chin.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The state-owned power company PT PLN Persero claimed to process 2.06 tons of fly ash bottom ash faba from coal-fired power plants into materials for public infrastructures in Indonesia. PLN President Director Darmawan Prasojo, in a statement on Saturday in Jakarta, said the use of the faba was a catalyst for moving the economy of the people living around the power plant. According to him, faba is processed into raw materials for road, bridge, anti-flood paving, and the tetra pot to hold abrasion. Darmawan said faba had created a new people-based economic movement and became a new tourism area, so that the economy grows and women are involved as tourism operators. Since 2019, the use of faba is increasing. Until November 2022, PLN recorded 2.06 million tons of faba, or increasing 134.6% from the year-end cumulative 2021, with 878,000 tons. The faba was collected from 47 units of coal power plants across the nation. PLN therefore had built 19.36 kilometers of concrete road, 314.308 for land stabilization, 157 house units, 1.8 million of paving blocks, 300 MSMEs, and 600 tetra pots. He said all PLN's power plants are an epicentrum for improvement of environment, social, and people's welfare. Further, he said faba will be used widely by the people, MSMEs, and institutions. This is because faba is a non-hazardous and non-toxic waste. PLN then opens an opportunity for the people who want to use faba becoming a high-value product, such as mixtures in constructions and infrastructure. According to Darmawan, this effort was a commitment to the environment, social, and governance, or ESG, in creating a sustainable economy.
I could stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Secure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself, don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine, be on my mind. Get nervous. And I can barely make a sound whenever.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Visiting Subak Museum in Tabanan on Saturday, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno appreciated the existence of the museum in Tabanan, Bali. This museum is an educational tourism attraction, especially about Subak itself. Subak is the irrigation system for rice fields used in Bali. Previously, it received UNESCO's recognition as a World Cultural Heritage. The museum is one of the interesting destinations in Bali. It is located in Banjar Anyar Village, Tabanan Regency, Bali. The distance from Denpasar City is approximately 21 kilometers or about 47 minutes by motor vehicles. If you want to go there, you have to pay an entrance fee of 5,000 rupiah for kids and 10,000 rupiah for adults. The establishment of the Subak Museum was initiated by Gusti Ketut Kaler on 17 August 1975, who had the idea to preserve the traditional Subak institution as the nation's cultural heritage. This idea was realized in the form of Subak Museum Cultural Heritage, which was later named Subak Museum. Subak Museum was inaugurated Governor of Bali, Professor Dr. Bagus Mantra, on October 13, 1981. When you are visiting the Subak Museum, you can learn the concept of Balinese life. For the Balinese, Subak farming technique have a deep meaning, even related to their concept of life philosophy. They are familiar with the Trihita Karana concept of life, which is adopted from the portrait of a Hindu philosophy of life. Here, humans are thought to always integrate with three aspects, namely, fellow human beings, nature, and God. All of these aspects are interconnected with each other, and they have a major influence on human beings. Subak Museum consists of a sacred complex with Padmasana or prayer room and others. Spatials and layout of these buildings have been adapted to the surrounding buildings. There is a main building consisting of two buildings, namely the administration building and the permanent exhibition. In the exhibitions, there are objects that have cultural and artistic values, information, and illustrations. They are presented in panels and scale models, such as the process of preparing the land and the edible rice. Subak Museum has a lot of collection. Some of them are agricultural tools. Besides, there is an audiovisual building where you can watch documentaries about Subak. Subak Museum has mini Subak as a visualization of the Subak irrigation system. It is used as a demonstration of Subak activities, starting from irrigation to the process of agricultural activities in the rice fields.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku datang.
desaku. Lembaran foto hitam putih kembali teringat malamku hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, all-in-one circuit as Paragraph Activity Center in Jembrana. Listeners, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno inaugurated the all-in-one circuit in Jembrana Regency, Bali, which is the center of tourism and creative economy activities for the area. When inaugurating the Jembrana all-in-one circuit on 30th September 2022, he appreciated the presence of the circuit, which is expected to support the revival of the tourism sector and the creative economy in Jembrana, especially in West Bali. As the name implies, this circuit will become the center for the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy or Parekraf activities, covering arts and culture, as well as the creative economy in Jembrana Regency, such as makepung, jegok, or gamelan made of bamboo, kite competitions, as well as traditions and various other community activities. The circuit is located in the village of Pengambengan, Jembrana. It has beautiful sunset views and a wide stretch of beach that spoils the eyes. Built in July 2022, finally, the construction of the circuit was completed. Region of Jembrana, I Nengah Tamba, said that this circuit could officially be used by the whole community for various activities. He then hopes that this circuit Jembrana will become a tourism area to be considered in Bali. The inauguration of the circuit took place lively, which included Makepung Dance, Bhakti Margemas Dance, and Makepung or Buffalo Race attraction. This circuit is indeed the main location for Makepung. Makepung means to chase. Buffalo races are usually held by farmers as an expression of joy over the rice yields they harvest. The Makepung or Buffalo Racing event is packaged differently at the all-in-one circuit in Pangemengan Village, Jembrana, Bali. Because the bitter or local called bongkol, which usually contains small thorns, is no longer used. Now the jockeys replace the bongkol with a whip so that the buffalo no longer bleeds. Makepung Jembrana coordinator I. Mademara said the new feel of Makepung without bongkol is hoped to attract tourists because now tourists can watch buffalo races without fear, since the racing buffalo are no longer bleeding. That's Miss Seleni.
Lihat peluang, buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpimu. I stick to the plan, and I don't give a damn. No need to worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes it needs to slow.
Lalu biar jadi masalah, lu yang negatif biar jadi yang enak, lu
ayo coba.
Freeze harus lebih dingin, peace tolong didamain, oh cheers tolong dituangin, lebih santai dikit kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpi.
Stick to the plan. To worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes it needs to slow.
Siap ambil papan. Bila mereka tetap dengan ku, tetap maju ke depan.
Hey, I don't give a damn. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Of course, today I'm going to give you a discuss a song by Bob Tutupoli. Bobby Willem Tutupoli, or Bob Tutupoli, was quite familiar with the words throughout his career. In 1978, along with Grace Simon, Bob Tutupoli was chosen to be the representative of Indonesia in the Asian Celebrities Exchange. After that, he became the first winner of the 1980s Popular Song Festivals and represented Indonesia at the international festivals in Budokan Hall, Japan. In Indonesia, Bob Tutupoli started to mark his fame through his song Widuri. The song, which was composed by Slamet Adriadi, was released in 1977. This hit song seems to be timeless, as there are many Indonesian musicians such as Yuni Shara and Delon who rearranged the song. The song itself tells about a man who adores a beautiful girl, namely Widuri. Well, listener, here is a song Widuri by Bob Tutupoli. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Happy listening.
Cahaya sinar pelangi, lalu engkau tersenyum. Ku menyesali diri, tak tahu apakah arti senyummu. Dengan pelusan titik air mata, engkau bisikan derita. Dalam keharuan, setelah tahu apa yang terjadi, sekian lama nanti kau hidup seorang diri, ku ingin membalut luka hatimu.
Rembulan, 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 remb
Voice of Indonesia.
Katakan salahku padamu hingga di kau pergi, hanyalah ku ingin di kau sadar. Sampai hari ini ku tetap penuh. Misalkan kau telah bahagia dan ku turut gembira, tetapi bila kau setiap hari selalu teringat akan diriku, mengapa tak kau maafkan? Mengapa ku bertanya? Mengapa tiada maaf darimu? Ku tahu pasti hatimu padaku. Katakan salahku padamu hingga di kau pergi, hanyalah ku ingin di kau sadar. Mengapa tiada maaf darimu? Mengapa tiada maaf darimu? Ku tahu pasti hatimu padaku. Katakanlah sayang, salahku padamu hingga di kau pergi, hanyalah ku ingin di kau sadar. Mengapa tiada maaf darimu?
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Memang lidah tak bertulang, tak terbatas kata-kata. Tinggi gunung seribu janji, lain di bibir, lain di hati. Aku pergi takkan lama, hanya satu hari saja. Tahun tak lama, hanya sekejap saja, kita akan berjumpa pula.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.